Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. The Wayne County Fairgrounds were loaded last night for the Fairfield Ministerial Alliance Gospel Night. Fair President Gary Carter says the fair has opened strong.
Our attendance at the tractor pool tonight with our Christian night that we're having here. Carnival's crowded. The carnival guys just enthusiastic about it, what was taking place. And so it's going to be good for the community.
The grounds look wonderful.
Well, thank you. All of our directors have worked very hard on that, doing some things that you just don't see once in a while behind the scenes on a lot of things, but they do look good. And that's our goal, is to have grounds, that, because we're in the middle of Fairfield, you know, basically. People drive by us every day, and we want to look good when they drive by.
Tonight will be harness racing. Carter says tonight will start with a special memorial.
Tell me a little bit about Monday night.
Monday night is the harness racing that we have going on, and the very first race out of the docket is the Brian Cotton Memorial Race, and we're looking forward to that. It was a tragedy that happened. Brian was a trainer and a horse owner, and his Cotton family, it was a generation, so many generations from his grandfather, so I mean, a lot of tradition there, and so we're going to honor him in a memorial race there, the very first race. And we have a lot of fun at the harness racing. A lot of giveaway, sponsored by Fairfield National Bank, so the gate's free, and just some things that'll happen during that. Some giveaways, pick a winner, and as always this year, just like last year, everybody's going to get something, a surprise that's going to come and that's in the grandstand.
At noon, the 4-H will have a tractor driving contest today. Later, the Junior Poultry Show is slated for 2 o'clock. The baked goods sale is slated for 6 o'clock at the Floral Hall. Tuesday night, the entertainment will be drag racing. Back with more news in a moment.
You know you. You're the complete planner. You pre-plan everything, from the grocery list to weekly meals, from family vacations to Little League games. You've kept your family on track because you've planned everything. Well, almost everything. You've planned your way through life but neglected one of the most important pre-planning decisions you can make, your funeral arrangements. At Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City, they encourage pre-planning just as you do. Now is the time to make the right decisions with pre-arrangements. At Richardson Funeral Home, your decisions matter.
Many of us think we're doing everything we can to drive safely when we're on the road. But have you considered your vehicle's tires, brakes, shocks, and struts? All of which contribute to the safe handling of your vehicle. Cherry Street Automotive is the one place you can go for new tires, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. Ask about four-wheel alignment to extend the life of your new tires and to improve your vehicle's handling. Call Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi today, 382-7165.
In other news, about 40% of the Illinois corn crop has reached silk stage compared to the five-year average of 11%. Soybean development also was four times ahead of average, as 44% of the crop was blooming in the first of last week compared to an average of 11%. Crops are taking off due to rapid accumulation of growing degree days, according to Emerson Knofsinger, the University of Illinois economist and agronomist. The count from May 1st to mid-June was about 250 above average in the southern two-thirds of the state and 150 above normal in northern Illinois. We've been reminding you that the Illinois Department of Transportation will be closing U.S. Route 45 or South 1st Street in Fairfield today at the Norfolk Southern Rail Crossing for maintenance. If all goes well, it'll be open again July 13th. In the meantime, there is a well-marked detour route for motorists needing to drive south out of Fairfield or coming into town north. Entertainment has been announced for the stage at the upcoming Sisney reunion set for August 8th through the 11th. The Peyton Sisters and the Dixie Melody Boys are slated to kick off the stage entertainment on the first night, Wednesday, August the 8th. The Miss and Little Miss Sisney reunion pageant on Thursday night. The Jason Lee McKinney Band is scheduled for Friday night the 10th. On Saturday, August 11th, the full day of activities will lead up to the annual Sisney Reunion Parade at 2. The final night of the reunion, the entertainment starts at 5 o'clock with the band The Stranded on stage. They're followed by the Cornfield Mafia at 7. This year's Sisney Reunion theme is There's No Place Like Home. The wet and extremely warm weather has prompted a problem with spiders in the region. According to the Evansville Courier and Press, venomous spiders are showing up more and more in homes. Entomologist Brian Rains says the last month he has, quote, seen tons of them, end of quote. He says the prime pest is the black widow spider, and clients of his company, McMahon Exterminating, have sustained bites. Rains says hundreds of spider species inhabit our region. Only the black widow and the brown recluse are capable of seriously injuring. The first ever life camp is coming to the First Christian Church of West Salem on Tuesday, July 10th through Thursday, July 12th for all students in the community who are in 6th through 12th grade. Those that attend will learn how to change a tire, make brownies, save pennies for a rainy day, finding out if you are related to Billy Bob from Bone Gap, and more. The event will take place from 9 to 12 noon each day. The state now has started accepting nominations for the Governor's Hometown Awards. Kim Howard reports.
The Hometown Awards recognize communities that take on service projects and enhance the quality of life for residents, says Serve Illinois Executive Director Scott McFarland.
For example, Macon County, every year they do a food drive, and last year their food drive pulled in 1.4 million pounds of food. Other examples are community revitalization projects, working to do economic development projects.
Interested townships, cities, villages, and counties can apply online at serve.illinois.gov. Nominations will be accepted through August 1st. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
In other news, the Wayne County Health Department has announced dates for school-age immunization walk-in clinics. The dates are Tuesday, July 17th from 9 a.m. to 5:30, Wednesday, July 18th from 8:30 to 12 noon, Tuesday, July 31st from 1 p.m. to 5:30, and Wednesday, August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If anyone would like to schedule an appointment or to just make sure that your child is up to date, call 618-842-5166. Nationally known gospel recording artist Josh Garner and the Dixie Melody Boys performed last night at the Wayne County Fair Grandstand. Garner, who has performed with many successful groups, including his father's Calvaryman Quartet, the Garner Boys, the Florida Boys, and also he has performed as a solo performer. Garner says it is always good to be in Fairfield.
It's always great to come home. I mean, just to see all the folks that, of course, the family, but all the folks I grew up with here. And, you know, these people made me who I am. And not to mention, you know, I don't mean to show favoritism, but I got to have a taco.
Garner says he's looking at business opportunities, but will always find time to perform. Crude oil prices. Today's crude oil price, $66.75. The August crude oil price, $73.66. Back with the obituaries after this.
As one of the board-certified mammography technologists at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, I, Rhonda Grinnells, am pleased to announce that you can now schedule your 3D mammography on a Saturday. Fairfield Memorial Hospital strives to provide patients with convenient health care. Schedule your screening 3D mammogram on a Saturday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital or at Egyptian Health Department in Carmi on the first Saturday of each month. You can schedule your appointment today by calling 847-8249. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is dedicated dedicated to delivering convenient access to 3D imaging, which has been proven to be life-saving for our patients through early detection. Our 3D images are clearer because of our ability to peel back the image layer by layer to reveal any abnormalities that could be of concern. As a proud member of an organization that consistently upgrades technology and enhances services to bring the absolute best to those we serve, I look forward to serving those who choose Fairfield Memorial Hospital for all their 3D mammography needs.
In local and area deaths, 80-year-old Leroy W. Gannon of Fairfield died at 2:40 p.m. on Tuesday, July 3rd at his home. Born on August 28, 1937 in Wayne County, to Johns and Naomi Gammon. He had worked in the oil field, been a logger, and a truck driver. Leroy Gammon survived by his wife of 53 years, Cheryl Gammon, son Dave Gammon of Wayne City, daughter Tanya Shelton of Fairfield, and Rachel Downen of Keynes, sisters Imogene Galbraith and Elsie Ray, both of Sisney, Lena Shaw of Rock Falls, and Mary Shaw of Jonesboro, Arkansas. 10 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren. He was preceded in death by his parents, sons Rocky and Brian Gammon, and brothers Earl, Carl, Paul, and Junior Gammon. Leroy Gammon will be cremated, and a graveside memorial service will be held on Saturday, July 21st at 2 p.m. at Baltimore Cemetery, south of Wayne City. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 92-year-old Maxine Rogers, a resident of Gainesville, Florida, and formerly of Dahlgren, passed away on June 7th at the University of Florida Hospital in Gainesville, Florida. She was born July 13th of 1925 in Pontiac, Michigan, to Clarence L. and Carmen M. Arft, a homemaker. She married William G. Rogers on October the 20th, 1945, and he survives. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, July 13th, at the Gulson Funeral Home in Dahlgren, with the Reverend Brad Sloan officiating. The visitation will be Thursday, July 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Gulson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. She will be laid to rest at the Oddfellows Cemetery in Dahlgren. 96-year-old Wanda Fenton of Fairfield died at 12:30 a.m. on Friday, July 6th at the Appearing Care in Fairfield. She had worked at Weaver Motors, the Wayne County Press, and in 1985 retired from the Fairfield Memorial Hospital, where she worked in the admitting office. She also had been an active member of the FMH Auxiliary Volunteers. She was a graduate of the Fairfield Community High School class of 1940 and had been a former director of the clothesline in Fairfield. Wanda was a member of the First Baptist Church in Fairfield. She was born on May 27th, 1922 in Fairfield, to Frank and Ventura Clark, and was married to Gilbert Gibb Fenton on August 30th, 1951 in Newport, Arkansas. He preceded her in death in September of 64. Survivors include one daughter-in-law, Penny Fenton of Houston, Texas, one sister, Jean Houston of Tucson, Arizona, and several nieces and nephews besides her husband, Gibb. She is preceded in death by her parents and one son, Greg. Funeral services for Wanda Fenton will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, July 10th at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial at Maple Hill. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at the funeral home. Memorials can be made to the First Baptist Church Building Fund and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements for Wanda Fenton. If you missed the obituaries, they're updated on our webpage, WFIWradio.com. They're updated throughout the day. That's the news for this morning. Mike Dreith, WFIW News.
Time for a Monday check of sports. Mules football camp starts today. Coach Justin Townsend has announced camp will run today, tomorrow, and Wednesday from 6 to 8 each evening. Camp is also scheduled for July 16th, 17th, and 18th, and July 23rd, 24th, and 25th. In addition, Townsend has announced that lifting will continue on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 8:30 to 10 each morning.
Total of 25 players took part in the 2018 Dr. Patrick Moult Open Golf Tournament hosted by the Fairfield Public Golf Course on Saturday. In the under 65 age group, Joe Mitchell of Grayville won the gross division at 3 under par 67. Andrew Williams came in second at even par 70. Marty Vaughn shot a 79 on a 17 course handicap for a next 62 to win the net division. Ashley Bunting finished second at net 63 after shooting a 71 before his course handicap of 8 strokes. In the senior age group, Richard Scott won the gross division, shooting a 74, with Mike Moult in second place, ending his streak of 3 consecutive Dr. Moult Senior Division championships. Don Sutton won the senior net championship at net 62 after a 13 handicap was applied to gross 75 score. Bill Taylor finished second at net 66. Closest to the pin prizes on the par 3 holes were Jay Fiene, Mike Moult, and Ashley Bunting. Major League Baseball. Pablo Sandoval homered and had 5 RBIs to back an uneven start by Madison Bumgarner as the Giants beat the Cardinals 13-8 on Sunday. Bumgarner earned his second win this season despite an erratic outing. The Giants bailed out their ace with a pair of 3-run innings and a 5-run sixth while setting a season-high 4 runs. After Jose Martinez's RBI single off Bumgarner in the 5th put the Cardinals ahead 4-3, San Francisco rallied against reliever John Brebbia. Brebbia also took the loss against the Giants on Friday. Matt Carpenter did hit his 17th home run, and Jairo Munoz also went deep for the Redbirds. Cardinals starter Jack Flaherty gave up 3 runs, 2 earned in 2 1/3 innings. David Bote drove in the game-winning run with a bases-loaded walk in the 10th inning, lifting the Cubs to a 6-5 victory over the Reds. Javier Baez had 2 hits and 2 RBIs for the Northsiders, who have won their last 9 games in comeback fashion. Albert Almaro Jr. and Ian Happ also had 2 hits apiece, and Addison Ruffel drove in 3 runs. Yuli Gurriel and Alex Bregman each homered, and Charlie Morton won his 11th straight, as the Astros beat the White Sox 12-6 for their 5th straight win. Morton allowed 5 runs and 5 hits with 8 strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings. After the Sox used a 4-run 6th to pull to 6-5, Bregman hit a 2-run homer in the bottom of the inning to push Houston's lead back up to 3. Kaito Yuki is headed to the Kansas City Royals organization instead of high school in Japan. The team signed Yuki, a 16-year-old pitcher out of junior high, to a standard 7-year minor league contract. He is thought to be the youngest Japanese player ever to sign with a major league club and the first to do so out of junior high. We're going to check the schedule in just a couple of moments. Let's find out what's going on in the Big Ten, though.
This is the Big Ten Today. I'm Bill Pollack. Former Husker golfer and Omaha native Brady Schnell won the Wichita Open on the Web.com Tour back in June. It qualifies him for the British Open later this month at Carnoustie in Scotland. Schnell said on Golf Channel's Morning Drive he's excited for the tournament.
Dream come true. A course like Carnoustie, playing with the best players in the world. I couldn't be more excited, and we'll go over there and give it my best shot and see what happens.
But Schnell is arguably more excited to see Scott Frost and the Huskers take the field this fall.
I haven't stopped smiling since they hired him. I hope he can do things at Nebraska that he did at UCF, and he seems like a guy that's just not going to take no for an answer, and I know I speak for all Nebraska fans when we're excited to watch the development of the team.
Maryland Athletics will launch its Terrapins Heroes program November 3rd when Maryland plays Michigan State. The program, part of Military Appreciation Day. Terrapin fans buy discounted tickets and give them to active duty and veteran members of the armed forces.
Hi, I'm Ray Cairns with Bayer. You probably know us for aspirin, but we're a complete life science company. Bayer is a trusted brand in the United States, known to millions of Americans. In fact, 2/3 of American households bought a Bayer product in the last year. We've been in the United States for more than 150 years because America is the best country in the world for innovation. Bayer is the only company with expertise in pharmaceuticals, consumer health, and agriculture. And there's no more important time than now to be in agriculture. Our researchers work every day to develop new technology to help farmers protect plants from disease and drought. These solutions will help America's farmers feed the world. We're proud of Bayer's trusted reputation, and our future is bright in America. We will continue to bring scientific innovations to improve the lives of people, plants, and pets all throughout this great country. To learn more, visit us at bayer.us.
Bigger, faster, stronger, part of the offseason mantra for Michigan football. Here's Tim Fisher.
Jim Harbaugh sees his Michigan football program improving in the strength and conditioning department and gives a ton of credit to the staff there.
They've been great. I mean, talk about great collaboration. They like read each other's body languages. They know what each is thinking. And dedicated coaches and, very experienced. It's been tremendous. But they love what they do. That's their world, and our team has responded.
The Wolverines are trying to improve on last year's 8-5 mark.
This is the Big Ten Today.
On the schedule today, Fairfield Little League play. The Coach Picks League tournament continues today. Major League Baseball, Cubs are in San Francisco. Cardinals are off. The White Sox off today as well. That's a check of sports. Have a great day. Partly sunny today, the high of 90. Partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Partly cloudy, high 92. Sunshine and 90 on Wednesday. For Thursday, partly cloudy, high 90. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high 92. Overnight low was 70. The high yesterday, 86. Humidity at 98% this morning. Winds are calm. The barometric pressure, 30.2 and rising. Visibility is at about 2 miles this morning. And currently, we have got sunshine and some fog around the area, and 71 degrees.